Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Can I say something?
No.
The floor is yours.
Thank
on your
you.
Podcast.
I know we talked about it, I believe, last week, but no one wished me a happy half birthday.
Oh, no. Me either.
I know.
Great point.
And I thought you would, Heath.
You know, I've never celebrated one. This is the first time I'm actually thinking about it.
Happy half birthday to the
Thank
two
you very
of
much.
You.
I didn't know it was that important to you guys, half birthdays.
Clearly, because I even forgot.
Do you actually do something? Do you treat yourself?
No, but you know what's funny? Ashley and her fiance, they're both Christmas babies. He's Christmas Eve, she's Christmas. So last year they were like, let's do a half birthday. Like growing up, all our friends are always busy for Christmas. Everyone's busy, blah, 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 whatever. Let's have a half birthday. So they did a joint one. This year, because of that, Ashley was convinced she was a whole year older because in her head she had a party.
Oh.
So she was like, I'm turning, me not knowing her real age, she was like, I'm turning this. And I was like, I don't think you are. And then even Jackson was like, wait, that would mean I'm like, wait, there's no way this is like the right age. And then they realized it was because they had the joint party
that
made them
confusing.
Think they were a whole year older for 6 months.
God, I forget my age all the time.
It's funny, growing up, people would forget their age, like older people. And I'd be like, how do you not know?
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly how old I am.
Yeah. You idiot.
And then
it's
now.
It's so easy, like 16, 17. Why are those numbers so easy to remember? And
because
then when
you're
it hits
excited,
like the 30s.
You get something unlocked. But like, I have no idea. I'll sit there and be like, oh geez, hold on, give me a second. 32.
People born in 2000 are very lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
easy.
Nice.
You'll never forget.
Hidayah, 2001. So it's a little off, but
a
still. It's
off.
Nice.
But
it's nice
enough.
To know.
Yeah.
I will say I like my year because I was born in 95. And so the year I went into first grade, 2001. The year I went into second grade, 2002.
Oh,
so not that it matters anymore, but that was always good.
2012?
Or when I reference, yes. Now, when I reference it, I know exactly what year it was. Mm. That's the only good thing about it.
Oh, I'm nice. So bad. So bad. But no, I was just starting drama.
ages drama.
No, my half
ageism.
Birthday.
Your half. What's the? Would you ever? So I'm. I don't know why I remember this. I think it was a half birthday that I was celebrating for somebody else. I just remember a half marble cake, and it was like a legitimate half birthday.
Yeah, like
celebration that we were having with my dad's like friend or something. And I was sitting there like, oh, that's weird. And it's always a half marble cake. Like bundt, not marble, bundt cake.
I love a bundt.
The one with the hole in it.
Yep.
We have half.
I love a bundt.
And it was like a real thing. Like they would celebrate it. Like, how old are we?
I grew up doing that.
Like, how old are we?
Wait,
what?
Half a year older.
No.
I get it. I get kids want to celebrate it. I get it. But like,
you need to celebrate the little things in life.
Yeah. And you would eat
the only thing would be if you had like a Christmas birthday. That's the only exception.
Or
if you have a leap year,
February birthday where it's cold. Like, you can't do anything in February.
Yeah, you can.
What?
Throw a birthday party in the house.
Ice skating? Okay.
Oh, I mean.
Go skiing?
Yeah, a winter birthday. But like, what if you want a pool party? Your half birthday.
Yeah, but then you just have that on 4th of July. I mean, not every birthday is a pool party.
Whatever.
You know what I mean?
I just feel like we need to go back to bundt cakes because KFC's the bundt cake. They
have bundt cakes?
Yes. Wait, they have bundt cakes at KFC?
It's like a little personal individual bundt cake. It's chocolate with white icing.
They're doing anything to get people to come in. Nobody wants their chicken, but they're like,
they've had
that
for
chicken is good.
No,
I've had chicken.
But why haven't I seen any like influencer campaigns? Why is no one promoting KFC?
They don't need it. They're crushing it.
But Taco Bell also doesn't need it either, but they're everywhere. I think KFC is like, I think they're they look down on campaigns like that.
The only thing good they ever did in this world was make the mashed potato bowl.
Yes!
Well,
what do they call it? The chicken
popcorn chicken.
Oh.
Chicken pot pie.
No, that, no. It, what oh, did they call it?
I think they called it their mashed potato bowl.
Oh. It was like a Super Bowl. Oh, yes. Wait.
It was just mashed potatoes, chicken nuggets with
corn. No, there's a name for it. It's mashed potatoes, corn.
It's mashed potato bowl. Yeah, popcorn. He's right.
It's called the mashed potato bowl? Famous bowl.
Now it's famous. It wasn't when it came out.
That's not. They called it the mashed potato bowl back then. But we also had that in school. Remember on Wednesdays, we'd have the mashed potato bowls. And that was the first time.
No, people were knocking each other down, running through the halls Wednesdays. To get these. Because they would sell quick, man. You had to move.
It was just mashed potatoes with chicken.
Every Monday, we had the mashed potato chicken bowl.
Ooh.
Oop, did you spit
what
up?
What happened?
Of course, like I wore a gray shirt. And now it looks like I fucking drooled on my shirt.
It looks like you had a baby.
Oh, my
like,
God. And
is
now
it connected?
Wait, just flip your shirt around.
Or maybe take the t-shirt off.
So embarrassing.
Off.
Or now everyone knows, so fine. You can spin it.
Now we can't cut it. Like, if we have to edit something, we got to move it.
Yeah, like the one time we tried to edit a video.
Yeah.
We were piecing that
one shit. One day, remember that? All right. Alicia, it was like rocket science in there. We're like piecing it.
Mariah never asked us again.
What was that?
It was their wedding, and we were like, guys, it's your wedding.
Why were we doing that, though? Like, what was it? The
because
audio?
Because we were like, this part's like more energy and fun. Like, let's move it.
You wanted it. Further
we were
up in the episode.
Yes. Oh, this was one of the first episodes, so we were like, every episode has to be perfect. Until we hit our 12th, we're like, y'all know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, so
well, I'm happy half birthday to
thank
you guys.
Thank
yeah
you.
Happy half birthday,
and
guys.
I'm very
exciting.
We should hit the intro.
Yeah, okay, absolutely,
come on now, hit it.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And welcome back. Thank you.
How's everybody been?
Been good.
Been good?
Been better.
I love how we always look at you because like you're the one that flies in and out.
And that too, yes.
So like, yeah, so how are you doing?
Yes, how's it been?
I feel like I'm here more than I'm in Tennessee.
You're on a plane more than your own house in Nashville.
My miles racking up.
Yeah. Oh my, you're about to get some free flights soon.
Yup.
That's crazy.
I've been booking with my points. It's been nice.
Nice.
Ooh. I saw Kian last night, and they were shocked when they found out that you're in Nashville and we're all still doing the podcast. They thought we were doing virtually.
They thought you
were on a webcam.
They're not watching?
I guess not. But
really showing their hand there.
Yeah, no, they were so surprised. They're like, I cannot believe Heath is flying out like once, twice a month. I was like, it's going to become
dedicated.
Exactly. And they're like, what is he gonna do when that kid comes out? I was like, honestly, I don't even know. I don't even think I would leave the house. I think I'll just be like, figure it out. Figure it out, guys.
I think that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
Roll with the punch.
We appreciate you making like
of course.
Flying and making the effort. I know they appreciate it too. And if we ever need to be, remote.
Or you never know, he might be holographic right now. You never know. Like, what's her name? Candace? No. Who's the blonde hair on? Drew Barrymore's show. Remember they did a whole COVID show and one of them was holographic.
Oh, really?
What? I still think it'd be fun, like to build a separate, just a wall in your house of this. Okay, and
just
then
recreate it.
We should see if we can make it so seamless. That people
you would have
won't
to put
know.
Like a TV here in this place so you can look at me talking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. We could do that.
Wait, like the episode in Big Bang Theory where Sheldon's literally like the robot with the TV and it's really funny.
that's a lot of shows do that. And I think it would be a good idea to do it without saying anything.
Yes,
I mean, you'd
just
have to get the lighting fucking perfect though. It would literally
it's like the news.
Cameron Diaz hologram.
Cameron Diaz, not that's, Candace.
I'm sorry, what?
Drew Barrymore is like, which one of us is not actually here?
Wait, how do they do that?
Wow.
That's great. We're going to do it, guys.
I just wish they didn't spread out so far.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Green screen.
All of us?
Or no, you would film the set in empty chair. I'll be in a green screen in Tennessee.
And we just plop you right in.
That would look so bad. All right, guys, we're not going to tell them which episode it is, and it's clear. You're just like, green.
I just think of like...
you wear green pants.
Yes, you wear anything green and see-through, like your hat right now even.
How's it going, Heath? Good. I'm doing pretty good. Yes,
that's something I would do. I'd be like, hey guys, we're gonna green screen you. I'd come in a full green suit thinking that's what I needed to wear. I was like, no, everything else is green, Zane.
It's opposite.
You're like, I thought you said wear green.
Wear green.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
They always do that when you like film stuff or anything. They always go like, never wear white or green.
Or busy, right?
or bold patterns.
Mm. Bold patterns. Is it because brands. It's hard on the eyes? Like, what is it?
It distorts the camera. Mm-hmm.
The cameras will like get that like liney, wiggly kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like polka dots, florals. Like, it's just too much going on.
So don't wear your Gucci pants on a big shoot.
Oh, but I love Gucci pants. I know. Like, Gucci pants are so good. But speaking of, I actually just did a big shoot with Glenn Powell for his show.
How'd it go? That's
I want to talk about it a couple episodes ago, but I don't think I was like. I don't even know if I'm allowed to or not, but
check the NDA.
I know.
But yeah, we met up with like all of Hulu and all the cast at like a football field, and they did like a whole influencer thing where it was like all of us, we were trying to make it on his football team. And then he shows up out of nowhere. You could tell that Glenn came up with this idea.
Oh,
it was,
he's so excited.
You could tell that he was like, I want to do this. I think this would be fun. You can tell he loves internet people. Like he did this, like he purposely wanted to do this to like have fun with like that's a so campaign. Cool.
I've heard he's lovely.
He's really cool. He came right up to us like when we're all in the field just waiting for them to finish.
He was nice in person.
Very nice. Very nice.
Who else was there?
Courtney
Parchman.
Love.
She is. Her brain is something else. Like when you just see her, like just do her thing on camera. Like it's so funny. There'll be times because she has no, what's the word? Not shame. It's she has no,
No, I feel like people say no shame. Like, damn, no like
she has no shit. Where she'll like fully scream at a scene and they'll be like, hey, can we like tone it down, Courtney? And then she'll just tone it down. But I'm like, I couldn't imagine having someone tell me to tone it down. I would black out.
You would think about that.
I'd melt and yep. I'd want to leave and my whole day would be
she's
ruined.
She's meant to be an actress though, because
that's like
an
actor. It's like you have to have the stomach for a director to be like, hey, that was shitty. Do it again.
Can't take it personally.
Yeah. And it's funny because I do take it personally, but like right before every scene, I'd be like, hey guys, let me know if like I sucked at this scene. Like I'd rather me have to do it again and be embarrassed than for me to see the result of me
them
looking really bad. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, I have
to post
this.
And then
they're
trying to work around it.
They're like, wait, can we tell them about the session you had the night before?
The session?
Yeah.
A whole acting class with her roommate Greer because she's an actress.
Oh, that's right.
So I hit her up. I was like, hey, is it like, because I got this script. So I don't know. I got the script super last. They were great. The whole team was amazing.
No, that's very normal.
But the thing is that I think in the world of acting, when you get a script that like, especially an easy script that we got, you're going to get a last minute.
You should be able to get it done overnight.
Exactly.
They'll like make changes on set.
Exactly. Yeah. So I got it super last minute, but I'm not an actor. So I was freaking out. I was like, my God, like I can't be in front of a crew of 60 and like be fucking up my lines. Like it's going to be so embarrassing. I know they know I'm not an actor, but I don't want to be in that position. So I hit her up. I was like, hey, can your friend help me out? She's like, absolutely. Come over. I came over and we came up with a system where whenever I remember, I got a whole line.
I got a treat.
No.
Yeah, no.
What was
like,
the treat?
And it was the Oreo, the new Oreo Reese's. Reese's.
That's why he didn't want to taste it. He knew what it was like. He's over here. No, I'm good.
By the way, she was not upset about the Oreo Reese's the cup. She was upset if the Smarties were like the main thing she didn't want us to open. But we didn't open the Smarties.
Context, you know, the week before when we were recording, I hear Zane go, "Wow, you got some good stuff in your pantry," and I'm like, no, I don't. Like, what are you talking about? Then I realize new roommate just got back from London, came home with the candy, right? So I'm like, oh, shoot. Anyways, she was like, oh, no, you're good. I brought it for like everyone. Obviously, like you can eat it. So just don't have the Percy Pigs drink and the Smarties. She was like, other than that, we're good.
Because her mom loves Smarties and we're like, good thing we didn't fucking touch it.
I know.
But anyways, that's what we did, a whole thing. Well, I got my first monologue.
No, okay. I wish I filmed this for our Patreon because I filmed a few things behind the scenes, which maybe if Zane's okay with it, we can put it up on the Patreon because it was so funny. But yeah, if you're not subscribed to our Patreon, definitely.
But yeah, no, my first like line was so big, right? He
let's hear it. What was your script?
Yes, wait.
No, I can't go this far. I actually can't, just in case.
He's like, NDA, this is, sorry.
I think this is like,
make up a sentence. Like, say, the dog crossed the street. But, like, can you give it to us, like, with the emotions that you did with your script?
I'm not a fucking actor. These are, like, actor questions. I don't know. You think I remember what the first line was?
Was it serious acting? Were you angry? Were you happy?
It was kind of like...
He was playing himself.
Oh, you're playing himself.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought it was a full-ass monologue, and then when I read it out loud, I was like, oh, it's three sentences.
No, he literally was like, Greer, I have a monologue. So she's like, oh, my God, it's okay. Like, let's take it line by line.
I finished Zane, in like
I think this is two sentences.
You only got three Reese's monologue. Cups, you go home.
It looked big because like it was stacked.
The whole thing was like, hold door open.
No, it was like,
stand there
Zane
with a smile.
Pauses for applause.
So I spent all night remembering like those, and it was mockumentary style. And so it was like a lot of like talking to the camera moments. And to me, I knew those were going to be the hardest out of anything.
So he goes, let's get a camera. So I set up my vlog camera, not recording.
Like, right? I was auditioning.
And so he would look at the camera to practice looking in a camera.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, I have to do it in front of these, because that was a nightmare to do it in front of friends. But in my house, like, I have to do it in front of at least two people, because I'm doing it in front of everybody tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I just have to get it out of the way. And I killed the mockumentary, I think. Imagine we watch it, shit. Cut. I killed the mockumentary.
At least they'll keep your lines in.
Yeah, and I ended up fucking up on the rest because I was so focused on those shots were like, the other shots, there were easy lines. I just didn't practice it. So I was like, I didn't deliver.
Line.
Yeah, I was lining every fight. Line.
Oh,
Zane. But I think we did good, though.
You probably got in your head, and then you were like, yeah. Oh. But, like, I feel like it
I texted both of them, like, I fucking killed it.
Okay.
It's like, we got the hardest ones out. Yes,
but
yes.
I never heard anything else after that.
Yeah, it's because I kind of flat the rest of the day.
That's okay.
So how much total, like, talking time? Like, are we talking, like, is it 5 minutes worth of acting of just you?
The way they're setting this up, it's actually my favorite style. They pretty much were making a trailer for a non-existent show.
Okay, cool.
Pretty much my favorite types of content is trailers for non-existent content. And that's what they did. And each person has their own.
Okay.
So Courtney has her own. I have my own.
No way.
And we are all filming all day for each person's like
cool
thing. And then Hulu has a whole different one. Has their like
got
own,
it.
Like,
and when thing. Does this come out?
Today.
Oh, today?
Yeah, I think the content comes out today.
Oh my God.
But this comes out Tuesday, so don't say anything.
No.
This comes out on Patreon Tuesday.
But not, it doesn't come out today.
The day this comes out.
It's a public episode.
Oh, I
think it
meant
comes
like
out
right
that day.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So keep it hush hush.
Our
you know?
Patrons are good.
It's fine. Yeah, I don't think they'll get mad.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Newly.
I don't know about you guys, but I have been a busy bee lately. You know when you're invited to a wedding, you've got like a birthday party, you're going out with your friends, maybe a concert and a work thing all in the same month, and then suddenly realize that you have nothing to wear? You could spend hundreds of dollars scrambling to find new outfits for everything and then do it all over again when the same thing happens the next month. Or you could rent your clothes from Newly and get a different outfit for all your events for just $98.
Exactly. With the subscription clothing rental service for $98 a month, you're going to get your choice of any six styles each month. You can choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. And it's totally up to you. You have access to thousands of styles from hundreds of brands. Like Daughter, Lisa Says God, Reformation, Lioness, Woodrow's Deli, For Love and Lemons, Free People, and so much more. They have inclusive sizing. They got up to 5X, as well as tall, petite, and maternity. And fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning and Newly state-of-the-art laundering facility, which means no laundry for you to worry about. And the option to buy what you love at a discount.
I also think Newly's perfect, especially with like changing seasons. And you know, you want to have like the cool new trending puffer that people are getting, but at the same time, you also have no space in your closet for it. Or, you know, you just want to like try different trends, but you don't want to fully commit to something. Let me just say, this is amazing. Also, there's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a little break. Also, there's less waste. So Newly orders are shipped in reusable totes with no plastic packaging. Clothes are cleaned using energy and water efficient methods, and styles are repaired rather than thrown out.
Plus, Nuuly can help you get from just popped to postpartum in style. Rent maternity and maternity-friendly pieces from labels like Hatch, Nothing Fits But, Ingrid and Isabel, and more that offer thoughtfully designed features like nursing and pumping-friendly necklines and patented support and cooling technology.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for 86 styles, but right now you can get $28 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with code BASIC. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter code BASIC and sign up to get $28 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's with code BASIC. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes. Thank you so much, Nuuly, for sponsoring the pod. We love you. I just realized we should have done Pretty Little Liars for our costume.
What are they dressed like?
Wait, you know what we could do next Halloween is we could do like a movie or like a film, like an intro or like a video.
Yes.
Versus just a photo.
Like
of
what
our,
he just
what
said.
What he just said.
Yes. I love that idea.
Wait, sorry. I blacked out. Would you, what?
Like next year,
we could
for
do
our
the
Halloween
intro
costume.
Of Pretty Little Liars.
I mean, we could do it this year too with our costume.
Speaking
Speaking
of green screen, we could do it with, yeah. Okay, wait, because next episode, we're supposed to come with a costume, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Everybody. I hope mine comes in on time.
I don't know if I can top my Mona Lisa, I'm not gonna lie.
That was really good.
And it was easy, but it was fun.
And the way you set yourself up in the chair, it looked like you were the frame.
It was really,
very good.
Really good. Oh my God, yeah, us moving the pillows and you like sitting underneath
it.
No,
I wish.
It's been a year.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
And like, I think because I did the whole goat thing with the prosthetics and all that.
Yeah.
And that comes to show that like the simplest ideas are the best ideas.
Yeah.
Because I went all like the 3 hours of me putting that shit.
Yeah.
Hers ended up still being like cool. Like cool.
It was really
You know
good.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So guys, don't different. Like think too hard on your costumes. Like just make it super simple and basic and
he's trying to
you might thrive.
Throw himself up.
For like, he's like really backhand complimenting you.
Yeah, he's like, that
just
was
do
so
like really
bad.
Shitty costumes
just
like
do
that.
Like really simple, like,
better than
like,
what
basic,
I paid for.
Dumb, like cheap ideas like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's like, I spent a lot of money on mine, but clearly that didn't matter.
Mine cost a lot of money.
Everybody's was great. It was great. If you guys missed our Halloween specials last year, we're redoing them again this year. We're going to do a group costume. And that's coming out the day before Halloween when our episode comes out.
I know there's like two different groups that we talked about. I just don't know which one we're doing.
It's a surprise. Oh, never mind. Yeah,
it's a surprise for everybody. But we're also doing an episode that'll come out next week. And we are doing the same thing that we did last year where we surprised each other with costumes.
I loved that.
It was so fun. And the theme of this year that Alicia came up with is that we are kind of obscure or just kind of random side characters. And you can interpret that however you would like. No one has
Zane forgot that part.
Oh, I didn't know that it was a side character.
Zane,
how many times did I say that?
No, the thing is that I ordered my costume before we even came up with side characters because
so
I knew we had to come up with something.
It's crazy that it hasn't arrived yet.
I know. It's
crazy that you're the only one without your costume today.
Well, you guys know I got my costume first before anybody. When you guys are talking
about.
Where did
you order it on? Mars?
Amazon.
How?
I think the one piece that I ordered, I think it was like from a private seller or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay. It wasn't Prime.
He got on Etsy.
Yeah. I
ordered a screen mask from Etsy. It took like a month and a half to arrive.
Nope, Etsy takes so long.
Yeah, crazy. You know that person got the order. They're like, oh, I'll do this.
You know what's really weird though? Because I've ordered stuff like eBay can be really quick or really long.
Yeah.
Like I bought a camera from Japan. It came 2 days later.
Wow.
I'm like,
it was already on its way before
how
we even
is that
ordered
even possible?
It.
But then I ordered like this little like Velcro patch thing. It took 3 months.
It's like from like
I forgot
Westwood.
I even ordered it. Yeah. When it showed up, I was like,
so
3 months.
This is also really silly that they do on these sites, but you know when you order furniture from a site, you order the whatever it is, but you can also pay extra for professional assembly.
The white glove.
Every site that I was on, because I was like, there's no way they set up like this. I would go and you order it, you get it in like the what I was ordering, you get it in 2 days. And when you click the like the white glove service, they're like, next availability, a month and a half. So imagine ordering the furniture and it's sitting in your house for a month and a half and then somebody comes over to build it. It's like, what's the point of that?
They wouldn't bring it until
they would
come.
Wait until they have the person to come do the install.
Oh, no. It was saying that we got the package October 5th.
I think because sometimes the white glove service could be like a third party. So yeah, maybe like the company drops it off and then the white glove people
they come
later.
Separately and they're like, all right, I'm here a month and a half later. I'm here to build your dresser. That's going to take 10 minutes to build.
But you could always do
TaskRabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm building it. I was just curious.
Or you could build it yourself.
Yeah.
That's because, a good Patreon.
Because if it was coming the day of, and I was like, because it was this week, we were filming every day. I was like, I want it built so I can come home and like it's built.
Okay.
Wait, I really like that idea you just said. We each get like an IKEA desk and we have to see, like do it as a race.
Oh, whoever that.
Without directions.
Here's the thing. I feel like Heath should
so
be the judge.
Funny.
Yeah, we know you're gonna
crush it.
Wait, that's
let's do it.
Know, it's
down.
Kind of fun.
Let's
just like
do
something
it.
like a little end table or
he
something.
He said we did the bridesmaid challenge one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like this is a Heath version of that.
Honestly,
everybody
yes.
builds a crib.
Yeah.
Without directions is really funny because imagine not seeing anything and you have all these fucking things you don't even know what to put first.
I think I could do it.
I think
and
so
see
too.
How, and like
I think I've built enough IKEA furniture to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe Alex IKEA because IKEA is the easiest thing to build.
Mm.
With the where you put it, the you little, put the yep, screwdriver yep. in, and then you twist it. It's like into place.
Uh-huh.
Those little silver things.
What product comes with the most amount of shit
Legos.
To put together?
I will say, I know we just talked about our costumes that we're gonna wear in the next episode. Get excited, guys. We also are doing a behind the scenes vlog extravaganza of all of our Halloween costumes and things on the Patreon. So be sure to check it out. We also already have some fall content up there that you guys are going to love.
No, I'm editing the intro right now. Can I say what it is?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so we made the guys do like, we wanted to start a new series called Beauty Guru Bootcamp, right?
So good.
And, like,
I'm hoping this is the only one that they do in this
series.
Every season to tackle.
I need the Rimleisha stands to show up right now. And like, if you were around for the OG lifestyle girly era, this will make you so happy, like so happy. Also, we're gonna get better at posting on our socials, right?
Yes.
But obviously Patreon will see the full thing and everything first. So regardless, I'm editing it and it brought me right back to 2015 and the saturation, boom, 50%, 50%.
Boosted.
You always got to do global, but also highlights 50%.
Mm.
Then you have to like do the slow-mo 60 frames. It looks so good. And
I think it's our most produced video I think we've ever made.
No, like I need to cook on this one.
It's going to be so amazing. We're finishing it up as we speak, but it is live right now if you're watching this. But we did fall decor. We did fall snacks and treats. We taught the boys how to do an intro outro. Like, you guys are going to want to see it. We also vlogged part of it too, so you could see the behind the scenes of the boot camp. Perhaps you want to make your own lifestyle videos.
Perhaps
you can learn how to.
Yeah.
Perhaps not.
This made me want to start my YouTube channel back up again because I think I want to do high saturation type content.
Mummy hot dogs.
Oh yeah, I know those were good.
And it's easier than you think, right?
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Check it out if you guys want the recipe. Go check out our Patreon.
Basically unfiltered. $10 a month.
My favorite thing though is all those videos. Like it never. Well, yours probably did because you actually like cook. All of ours, like for a tutorial, it's just like paint. Draw this.
Like, I forgot we did the mats.
Yes.
Oh, they're still in my backyard.
So good.
You got to take yours home.
I know. Where is it? Is this drying still?
It's dry. It's in the backyard.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, I got to take it home. We need a new mat outside of our new house.
Yeah. Like, and then when you do your house tour, which Zane's going to also do a house tour, you can show them the mat.
Yes. I'm going to do a house tour. And the whole song I'm going to put behind it is Sabrina Carpenter's house tour song.
Love.
He shoots a music video.
That's what I'm thinking. Is that what you're doing? Yeah.
Did Cal not tell you?
With a drone?
Yeah, he's directing the whole thing.
Really wait,
Sabrina Carpenter is actually going to be with me showing the house.
Oh
off.
My gosh, she finally replied to your text. It's
she
awesome.
Did. Yes, yeah.
She did.
She
got her old number back.
She did.
Yes.
Android phone.
Yes, yeah. Samsung emailed you back. That's awesome. Good for her.
She's like, yeah, I gave him that. I was talking to David about that the other day, and he was saying that she
hilarious.
Did. She did tell him. She was like, yeah, you your friend asked for my number, gave him the Android number.
No! Wait,
I was like, damn.
Apparently that's a thing that she would do. Like,
well, that's a thing I think anybody does. If they have like a deal with like a phone.
Even Paris Hilton is known for having three phone numbers. So depending who you are, she'll give you a number because she doesn't want to say no. But like there's the number she doesn't want to give people. And then there's like her real one.
Oh, that's
yeah,
so
she
smart.
She walked back and like, gave him the Android number.
That's funny.
Like, he's so fucking ugly. I gave him the other number.
What?
It was like that type of like, oh yeah, he's so fucking weird. I gave him the
and
other
it's
number.
So
don't
funny
because
this
it.
Whole time you were judging her for thinking she had an Android.
Yeah.
Oh, she got paid.
Speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, She recently performed at ACL and she did Juno, where she has like a celebrity that she handcuffs, and she had the guy from Stranger Things. Yes, this guy, Joe Keery.
Oh, Joe, DJ.
And now
so
everyone, cute. I didn't know it was him. I didn't know he was a singer too.
He's a singer.
He was an actor, and then he turned
DJO. Oh. Is like
DJO.
Is
you know, like, you just said like I'm in the Chicago. I feel it. I said that wrong.
And when I'm back in Chicago.
Oh, that's him. Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Well, she handcuffed him and people really are going together. Crazy. Everyone's should've shipping them like crazy right now. Because at one point she was like, did you know it's cuffing season? And it like, the camera panned to him and he was already had his hands up like this. Like he was freaking out. So everyone's like, wait, they'd be a really cute couple. Oh
really? I don't know.
I think they'd be so cute.
Married. Jealousy is the ugliest trait.
I don't know. I just don't think they like really like vibe. I don't see it.
I thought that was
Well, you
cute,
know
though.
He got iPhone too. He got the iPhone number.
Yeah, he got the blue iMessage.
Yup, straight to blue bubble. Yup.
It's fine. She'll come running around. Watch.
Okay.
She'll come running back.
She's like hard to get.
Yeah, no, she definitely is. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, so he only came out for this, or was he like doing like
a song?
I'm
assuming he was probably also performing at ACL. Yes, he was also performing at ACL. Okay, so he was there.
Ooh, you know that you know it went crazy after the show. Mm-hmm.
I hope they're a couple. I think they're really cute, and I hope that he treats her well.
I ship it. He seems very
sweet. I do too. He's so cute.
I just
don't. But don't they ship her with every person she cuffs? Because I've seen this happen before, like
she
three other
fans
times.
And stuff too,
maybe.
Though.
What?
She'll do like fans and stuff too, though, right?
I don't know. I don't always keep up, to be honest. I mean, yeah, because she's doing it like all the time.
Yeah. I feel like we only see the ones that go viral.
Yes.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Willie's Remedy.
Are you guys tired of waking up hungover and worrying about what happened last night? Now you can have fun and relax without any of the regrets with Willie's THC-infused social tonic.
Yes, exactly. Finally, an alcohol alternative that actually works with an uplifting euphoric buzz you can really feel without any of the negative effects, especially during a hangover. It works so great. A lot of non-alcoholic alternatives promise a great feeling, but don't deliver on the buzz. With Willie's, you'll feel relaxed and euphoric in only 15-ish minutes.
And if you're not sure, Willie's is a premium THC-infused social tonic crafted by the legendary Willie Nelson. Inspired by Willie's way of living, where peace flows freely and hangovers are a thing of the past. It is a low-calorie, low-sugar alcohol alternative that actually works, delivering a fast-acting, euphoric social buzz without the regrets that come with alcohol.
Plus, Willie's tonics come in 5-milligram and 10-milligram doses, and they taste delicious with a subtle tropical citrus flavor that you can enjoy as a shot, sipped over ice, or mixed into your favorite mocktail. And Willie's is not that feared edible you ate too much of in college. Each bottle of Willie's is third-party lab-tested for accurate dosage, so you can trust and customize your experience.
Willie's unique blend of THC, CBD, CBG, and L-theanine delivers a feeling of calm, clarity, euphoria, and relaxation. One shot of Willie's helps you relax, unwind, and de-stress. It's perfect for taking the edge off at the end of a long day or socializing with friends. Willie's offers the kind of feeling that makes good company even better. Willie's sold out 3 times in the last 6 months with over 50,000 plus happy customers, and they just restocked. Willie's also ships directly to your doorstep in 40 plus states. Order now at drinkwillies.com and use code BASIC for 20% off your first order and free shipping on orders over $95, and enjoy life in the high country. Thank you, Willie's, for sponsoring our pod. We love you. I went to Dua Lipa last night.
Oh, that's right.
You guys.
How was it?
She's insane.
No, I need her at Coachella.
She's insane.
To me, she's like she doesn't even, she's not even at the level of like a lot of these other artists. She, to me, she's just so internationally like,
yeah,
such above a, everybody.
Yeah, like to me, it's just, she's so large.
I will say, so I've been a fan forever. The last time I saw her, oh, yes. One kiss is all it takes.
She
put in a lot of work on performance.
Do you know where that came from though?
Well, I remember a long time ago when she was like first getting big, people would like make fun of her dancing.
Yes.
And, like, oh, the sharpener.
So there's one comment that like
the
completely.
When you gotta get your shoe on with the laces still tied.
Here she is. So she.
It's like me putting my pencil in the sharpener.
It's really actually so crazy.
Damn! Oh, that was a big hit.
I also love that she like turned it on its head and she acknowledged it. So how this happened was, that must have been like 2016, 2017. She posted, that performance got posted, and there's one comment that went mega viral from that, and it was someone that commented, and they said, "Go on, girl, give us nothing." So now that's become like a meme.
That's such a funny
one. It's so good.
So mean.
And they, like, literally from that comment, she went away and then, like, did intensive dance lessons, and she came back and is no, doing what she's doing now.
Zane would have the same turning point.
Imagine someone commenting on something I did.
No.
Yes, boy, give us nothing. And I just disappear for 2 years.
That would be him on set for the Hulu.
And I'm doing a whole, I'm doing a whole documentary. My comeback, boom, 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 and like that comment is just like at every show. It, that's like the biggest thing.
It's her reputation. I mean, to be honest, like she, what I always respected though, she never
gave us anything.
She gives us everything now. She's so good now. She like
took
it quietly.
Yeah.
She came back and like absolutely slayed it. And I just like, I have so much respect for her. I think she's amazing. She blew my mind. Her vocals are even better than on records. It's crazy. And she dances so well and it's so good. My one thing I have a bone to pick, not with her, just like the music industry in general. Why have encores become what they have? You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Oh, like when everything's over, encore, and then they do one more song.
They're all planned now. Like I used to love when you'd go to a show and it'd be like, encore.
And they actually come back
out. And they come back and they'll do, whether it's a planned song or they take a request. Like now she left and she finished her song or her show. But then it's like, everybody knows to stay because then 20 seconds later, she comes back out and does four more songs.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's the encore. Like, that's how it, but that's how every concert is.
I also feel like now knowing how venues are with time restraints, like they put the encore in the show.
Yes.
So they still get out by a certain time and not have to pay fees. But it is so different when it feels like it's a natural, like, okay, like I just want to come back out like real quick versus like, four more songs. It's like,
you want to test it once they do the encore and leave again. Keep screaming encore.
Yeah.
But
think about like back then, there's probably no such thing as cutoff time or people working overtime. Like none of that shit probably existed like a long time ago.
I think what made
it
special too is if there was a cutoff and the band was like, fuck it, we'll pay the fine. These people want to hear one more.
It's like that band that's like, I'll do it myself, god damn it.
Or maybe, now there's fines because of that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it probably was fine at one point, but no, it's actually really crazy.
It's so planned.
But also imagine no one's screaming encore. And then you go.
They're like, I'm done.
No, like,
I think people are just tired
because
too.
Because no one screams for it anymore because it's not about you screaming for it.
That's
it just
true.
Is part of
it's
it.
Just, yeah, it's already planned. We all know it's coming. So it's like not as exciting.
You especially know too because you're like, okay, they haven't played their
biggest song.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like you know it too.
Exactly.
But you know what? When I was at the Coldplay concert, it got me. I was like, I need Fix You. And then they come out and they do Fix You.
You would
like,
never
play
that song. Come on. Yeah, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
How's that couple doing?
I thought about them the other day.
I was thinking about them too.
Something came out about them.
No, it wasn't them. They're seen again at the festival.
No. Oh. The wife is now saying that they weren't in a relationship or something, or like the lady came out and spoke out again. Yeah, they just recently spoke out again.
The two of them were in a relationship, or she wasn't in a relationship with her husband.
She was not in a relationship with the guy. That's what she's saying.
Okay, but
what the hell is that then?
I don't know. That's
maybe
what
they
saying.
Were official.
Maybe he was flying.
Yeah. Maybe she was trying to DTR that night.
Yeah.
They what's definitely DTR?
Had define the relationship.
Oh.
Wait, you don't know a lot of these like dating terms. You've been so locked in for so long. So I was just explaining to Heath before we recorded. Also,
yeah, what did you say right before
we breadcrumbs?
Oh, he asked us, because Digmatized is in a Taylor Swift song and we were listening and he goes, what does that mean?
I was sitting there like trying to figure out for like 10 minutes. I was like, what does amatized mean? I was like, I don't know this word.
What is it supposed to be? I was watching you listen to the song and you didn't react to that. And I was like, I thought he would be like, wow. And you didn't. So he didn't understand.
No, it makes sense.
You're saying amatized is dickmatized?
It's like a censored version of dickmatized, apparently, but I don't know. I still don't.
Is amatized a real word in the dictionary?
No,
she's censoring it. She's like, amatized.
Oh, I thought the word was amatized.
No.
Like
no.
A-U-O.
No,
no.
It's like
amatized. Got it.
She's money.
Yes.
Oh, she dirty. Redwood tree, if it ain't hard to see. His love was in me and not for me. What?
Swift censors herself from using the word dickmatized.
It's basically like when someone's so down bad for like a guy, even
all
though
right,
he's
Taylor Swift's
like,
song name.
Even
right.
though he's like shit or whatever. Down but bad. She's like, no, like she can't see past the dick. So if a girl's going crazy, I mean, a guy can go crazy too, but like it's just overall, it's like, oh, she's just dickmatized.
So pretty much what we're getting from her new album is that she is loving the dick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. All yep. right.
Which like good for her.
So like she's like kind of like throat goat like type like shit. Throat goat.
Yeah.
Like is she just like kind of like she's just like she's like fuck it, let me bark on that big ass redwood dick.
Oh my.
You know what I mean? Is that
bark?
Get it?
Like bark.
Like tree bark.
Really? Yeah, bark.
Double
yeah,
entendre.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is hold on. What is this one? I don't need to catch the bouquet to know a hard rock is on the way.
Damn. A wedding ring obviously.
Obviously.
What wow. other hard rock are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
The casino?
Did Sabrina Carpenter write these lyrics?
I know. I think she's rubbing off on her a little bit.
I love it. Yeah, I think she's like, it's working for her.
I know. Oh, breadcrumbs.
Yes, breadcrumbing.
What was that again?
Breadcrumbing is like when you are dating somebody or not even dating someone. Like maybe you're seeing someone or maybe you're into someone and they're giving you mixed signals and they are... you know, not being as present as you would like, but they come back, whether it's like convenient for them or just like here and there, but just give you a tiny little bit. So it's like, mm-hmm. I haven't talked to you in like 3 weeks and we think it's over. And then you like my Instagram story.
Or like, yeah. Or like so many stories or like, it's like randomly comes back. So it's like picture like giving breadcrumbs, like a trail of them.
Yeah.
It's like a guy's
you're not
giving
getting the whole
breadcrumbs
loaf.
Of like, well, I think he likes me. He kind of
is it a form
not.
Of love bombing, but like minor love bombing?
I would say no, it's kind of the opposite like of love bombing, to be honest. I think it's like, just giving the bare minimum to keep someone around, but not enough to like make them feel
making
validated.
Sure they're still there, like stringing them along.
Yeah, back burner. Yeah. You know, back burner, that phrase too.
The way he said it was like, he knows someone that's doing that. Who's doing that? Do we know someone that's doing that?
Stringing somebody along?
Yeah.
Is this play about us?
Like, have I ever been in this situation or did I do that to somebody else?
I'm sure there might be, I mean, I don't know.
Whoa. I'm sure there was somebody that thought there was a breadcrumb
title.
Or two.
I'm trying to think.
I'm going to shut up. I'm going to think.
I sometimes also it could be unintentional.
Yeah.
But I would believe that it's more intentional.
I think it is.
I think so. Too.
I people know what they're doing, they're not dumb.
People ain't slick.
Yeah.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Origins.
You guys know I love a good skincare moment, and I look forward to taking my makeup off at the end of the day, every single day. And when I tell you, Origins just launched something that I need to tell you about that will change your life.
Exactly. This leader in plant-powered high-performance skincare is expanding its Youthtopia collection with the new Apple Butter Cleansing Balm, baby. This luxurious multi-phase formula starts as a buttery balm, melts into a silky oil, and transforms into a rinsable milk, gently lifting away makeup, dirt, and impurities without stripping your skin. It's infused with upcycled, cold-pressed apple seed oil and formulated with over 40% plant-derived oils and 20% plant-derived glycerin to keep skin soft, nourished, and glowing. Plus, it smells like a juicy apple orchard, so you know this is going to be good.
Zane, actually, your skin has been glowing lately.
It's because of the shea butter that's in it, baby. It softens skin and cleanses without stripping.
No, seriously, though, it is so hard to find a cleansing balm that gets rid of impurities, dirt, makeup, but doesn't strip your skin of... it's natural oils and makes it like glowy and hydrated still. And I have to say, I've tried many, 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 many cleansing oils in my life. And this is my favorite one, hands down.
And you know, I trust my dermatologist. It is dermatologist tested.
So if you're ready to try it out and discover the butter way to cleanse with Origins Youthtopia Apple Butter Cleansing Balm, it is now available at origins.com and Ulta. So thank you, Origins, for sponsoring this podcast and making our skin feel so silky smooth. We love you.
Speaking of pop girls, have you guys seen that also Tate McRae and the Kid LAROI are fighting as well?
Why are we all fighting?
I know. Stop fighting. Just
you
love.
You know, it's like there is so much to be thankful for in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We got K-pop Demon Hunters out on Netflix.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't like it. So
no, you didn't watch it?
No, I didn't. I watched the first 10 minutes. I was like,
No.
I'd rather watch the Seraphim live. So I'd like that's something I'd rather do. Me trying not to get the K-pop fandom to attack me. Like for me, K-pop, like I like Le Sserafim and Bebop.
Biba Doobie?
No.
I'm like, Biba Doobie's not K-pop. Who?
Bebop, BTS.
Sometimes we understand your language and other times we don't.
That was really good. Yeah. You got there in three tries. It's pretty
good. I knew it started with a B.
Are you so excited that BTS is almost back?
Obviously. I was wondering where they were.
They were all in the army.
I'm sorry?
They went in like the army.
They got drafted?
Yeah.
Mabuki's got drafted?
Yeah. Where have you been?
Wait, why? No, wait. How did I not hear about this?
Yeah. You know everybody out there was like, don't let him fucking die. Yo, protect him at all costs.
Oh my God.
They're shielding.
I think they gave them all like jobs like inside though. I think that was like a
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like chef they or cleaning the there. Beds. Yeah. Yeah, I would too.
They're just performing too. Every night. Yeah. When they get back, they're like waiting.
But they're providing service in an army camp. They're providing entertainment. And happiness.
But how they did it community. Was they, so like for a long time, because in Korea, men at, I believe 18 have to go into the army for, I believe it's 2 years.
Yeah.
And so there was a long debate of whether or not BTS should go into the army because like technically, obviously they're over 18, but also they were stimulating the economy so much and the world.
And safety
But also they're probably like, I mean, everybody is treated the same or like it's not, they don't get like a special treatment. Because
it happens a lot though with a lot, all the K-pop boy groups.
Yeah.
It's like, but BTS was a different level.
I think on a much smaller scale, it would be like celebrities doing jury duty, like top, you know what I mean? It's like, at what point?
I feel like that's not a good,
a much smaller one, example. But like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
I'm only saying Taylor that because I bail on that shit every chance I can.
But you know damn well they were leading that jogging chant, you know, where they like, they repeat after you. And I don't know. You know, they were doing something like BTS.
They're doing some riffs in there. But they ended up deciding to put them in, but they went, I think, I don't know how many members.
Maybe more
are.
Like engineering like eight or something.
Honestly, I think it was good. Honestly, I think it was good. Great but for PR too.
They went one at a time. So that when they weren't in, that's why there's been so many. Oh, I'm so sorry. There's six members. Sorry, mom. Seven members.
I love how
mom?
If you're apologizing to anyone, it's Suze right now.
There's seven members. And so, yeah, they went at different times. So that's why they've still been around like so many solo projects. Because when they're out, they're still doing it. And they were like,
I feel like they should have just had them. Wait, how many years were they drafted for?
Over the past like few years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like especially K-pop world though, like if they all left for 2 years, they would have like new groups. Just like full, like I think it was smart of them.
BTS is getting drafted for war as I'm getting microneedling done on my face.
No.
And men used to go to war.
And men used to go to war.
And you see Belle. Your skin is glowing, I will say. Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't show you what Belle texted me about you. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, she was like, if you ever, they love me. They don't take any clients.
They love me.
She was like,
you don't take new clients.
That's what you told me. She was like, we'd love to have you back. I was like, oh my God.
I think he's hooked.
No, you should have seen him because
oh, I didn't see that.
She's so funny.
His face was red though.
Damn, I was burning up after that. Yeah. And it you know feels, what? And like when I did it, because I didn't really know what good. I was getting done. I got in there and I was just like,
wait,
what do you want to do?
I'm not lying. It does look different.
At least you know what it looks the same. I think it looks
serious.
The same.
No, I'm being serious. All I'm right. being so serious.
Your skin has a glassiness to it.
Okay. Heath, your turn.
Shit looks ceramic to me.
All right, cool. I got in. I was like, what? Literally, whatever you want, you think. And she was like, let's try microneedling. I've heard the term, but I've never done research or anything. I did it, and after it was burning so bad, right? And I went home, and it like still kept burning. I decided to research it, and thank God I did that after I did it, because I would have never done it. Apparently, it's like a really risky thing to do. To your favorite microneedling in general.
Oh, really?
Like it's easy. I think it says online, like if you don't go to the right person, it can really fuck up your face.
Oh yeah.
It was really scary after.
Everything that you could do to your face.
I guess. Yeah. Person. That's like pretty much anything.
Botox, filler.
Also, it's not adding like filler or a substance or something.
But it was crazy. It literally felt like I had a sunburn on my entire face.
And your skin just grows back nice and clean and fresh. Yeah.
You know how like your skin repairs itself? It's basically focusing where to repair. So it's like, we want to get rid of like these layers and go deeper enough that like a product won't just do. And then it like causes like cell, like, you know, stimulation and stuff.
Yeah. But I just wish it was like a one-time thing. Like you have to go back every like... 2 months, 3 months. I know, but like, I just wish it was like a one-time thing. It'd be nice. Nothing
when is. I go to Korea, I'll bring you back this product that's viral that's got little micro needles in the product. And you start at like level 30 and
wait,
you work
that
your way
doesn't
up
sound
like
good.
50, 70,
that sounds
100.
Really bad.
No, it's like super viral there and it's super popular.
I think
and
I
so,
have one upstairs.
Yes. And you like
that sounds like you're rubbing splinters.
Yeah,
tiny,
that doesn't.
But you work. You have to work your way up with the pain tolerance. It goes from 30, 50, 70, 100 to like 300. I think that's the highest. But basically what it does is it kind of pokes your, micro pokes your skin so that your products will seep further into your skin.
Patreon idea.
Oh, yeah, come back to Pure Bliss. Going back to our one star spa.
That's crazy that they can make a product like that.
I know.
It's all
that, like, and it's fine. Allowed, too.
But I trust it because it's Korea. I do.
Know.
I do.
Mm. I do, too.
Low and the only products I was allowed to use after that treatment, Korean products. Any other product, the shit that's in it, she said it would have scarred my skin.
It truly looks more even. He's like, what does that mean?
Loshi, what's new?
I think the day this goes up, I'll be wedding dress shopping with Ashley.
Oh my god!
Shit,
nice.
I forgot she's getting married.
I know. I'm starting.
Do you guys? Do you guys know when she's?
They got a potential date that they think will be perfect. I know she hasn't announced much, but she said it would be sometime next year. So.
Oh wow! Wow, that's
and then they think they found the venue.
Oh really?
So, okay. I know. It's like.
Is it like? Is it in this or is it out? Like away from the
in California.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
it's so funny. That just reminded me of like when we were looking. Like we were like, what should our date be? And we had like all these like good dates that we were. And then we're like,
whatever's available.
You have to say whatever's available. Yeah.
Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay. And then like the places we were liking, they were all booked out for those days. So I was like, okay, date not important. Just make sure you get like
what you want.
Right time of year that you're
I feel like you're better off just booking a date like 3 years in advance, right? Because then you like have more options.
Well, then you're waiting 3 years to get married.
Well, no, you would book it before you
get engaged.
Yeah.
I know girls that like have full dresses before they're even engaged.
I mean, I think that's smart, especially
I mean,
with
lock
how
that price in, baby.
With how booked it is, like how far in advance, like you have
I
to
just
wait.
Think, like,
I would.
Knowing me, my taste will change. I'll be like, now I'm over it.
Trends,
you know?
Also, the venue. Even when I was wedding dress or I had my dress locked in. And then everybody says, do not research because bridal trends happen yearly.
Yeah.
So they were like, don't look because you're going to hate your dress and then be like, oh, I like all the new stuff more.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like 2026 and your black wedding dresses. That's the end.
Wait, really?
For next year. Wow.
I don't think that's going to work.
I totally just made it up.
Oh, okay.
I was like.
I'm like, vampy.
I don't think
okay.
That'll never work. It just doesn't work.
But like if Kat Von D did like a black dress, you'd be like.
Yeah,
I feel like
it depends
be
on your style.
Have like a cool gothic
Ollie
theme.
Will be wearing a black
like,
dress.
I get,
for sure.
I get
exactly.
Like the goths that do it.
Wait, that's so exciting.
I know. I'm really excited. It's weird though, because like.
Do you think I'll be invited to that?
Ended.
Zane.
You know what? I'll have to double check with her.
Yeah, just like let me know.
Yeah,
could you ask her?
You pull up your Google calendar. So what day? So I can put in my calendar.
Hey, yeah,
right
just
now?
Like let me know just so I know. Like,
is
for
there
the
like
calendar.
A tentative hold? Yeah, that I should.
Yeah. Do I need to get a suit? Yeah.
But you know, it's fine. I'll probably be sick that day. Whatever.
Yeah. You can be my date.
I'm gonna be so sick that day.
Other than that, I mean, my house is finally.
How does it feel?
Like you're talking about. But just the leak, right?
The leak
in general.
But I do need your guys' help moving that table over.
Yes.
We will. Yes.
It's crazy that one little leak on the top fucking got your whole kitchen looking like that.
I know.
Insane.
I know.
It's okay. You can't even tell that anything happened in this house. It looks exactly the same. It looks exactly
from
the same.
Through my eyes, it's very different. Very different.
Did they change anything or they just put the drywall back up?
They put it back up and it's just the same.
Yeah, you don't see they put it back up. Look,
it looks great.
They took down the shiplap that was there and the coffee neon light was there. And it looks so much cleaner.
Right.
I like it a lot. They were like, do you want us to take
this
down?
Mature.
And I was like, yeah.
She's grown.
I know.
Old. She's grown, not old. She's grown.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Maturing.
Yes.
Maturing.
Mature.
Fine wine.
Remember when the host talked about celebrating half birthdays with special cakes? It's a reminder that small treats can make a big difference. Mito Pure Gummies from Timeline are a new way to treat yourself and support your body from the inside out. These gummies are powered by MitoPure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A, and are clinically proven to increase muscle strength by up to 12% after 16 weeks. They deliver 6 times more urolithin A than a glass of pomegranate juice, and 2 gummies equal 500 milligrams. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and clean label certified. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I know earlier we were talking about like terms you guys don't know. I saw this TikTok and I have a question that I'm curious if I was lied to in this TikTok, but like, okay, the TikTok said when men have to go to the bathroom, like just pee, right? Where do you feel it?
Like exactly? Well, it depends like on how bad.
That you have to pee?
Yeah, the on, feeling of I have to pee.
Depends on how bad we need to go.
Wait, such a good question.
Because like
right in it.
It's either the top of it or the end of it.
Yeah.
Not your stomach?
No.
Not in your bladder?
No. No, 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 no. You don't feel it anywhere in your stomach.
Maybe if it's like really, really bad, you would start being like,
if you feel like you need to go number two, you'll feel in your stomach first and you'll be like, oh, I'm going to need to go
soon. It's all of it. Like, I kind of have to go right now. If I push on my stomach.
Ew, Heath.
We all do it. Yeah, well, you were thinking it. You said it.
Are you talking about poop or pee?
Okay, poop or pee-pee. Welcome back to poop or pee-pee unfiltered.
Pee-pee cocky.
Wait, the reaction was so crazy. I was like, why?
Yeah. I'm just talking about peeing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
do you just, feel it's, in
it's
your like stomach?
It's in the genitals.
Do like, you feel it in your stomach?
Like I mean, super, I, well, super low, just and then
to me, like that sounds crazy.
She's like, I feel it like in my ear.
Outside your body. Like, I mean, it's in their body, but that would feel weird. Like,
well, for you guys, it makes sense that it's like more up in your stomach.
I'm thinking about remember when you said that pre workout? Make sure.
The mission makes your pussy throw.
Literally, you're like, the pre workout makes it throw more than needing to pee.
She's working out with a trainer. She's just. She's like, oh, you don't feel that?
This is an insane episode.
No.
Oh my God.
I saw the TikTok. I was like, what do you mean that's where men feel it?
Where would you think they feel it? Because that actually, I feel like, is what I would think.
In my head, it would be closer to the bladder.
Mm.
It's a good mix of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, but like, oh, but when we're like, oh my God, it's about to come out. It's literally the mushroom part.
And it hurts really bad.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, like it's gonna come out and you're laughing because you know it's gonna come out and you're about to pee your pants.
Because I've heard that so much, like my mom will be like I'm gonna pee, like if she's like laughing hard, like is that just like a, I've never been laughing so hard where I had to use the restroom.
I think when you already need to use the bathroom and then something really funny happens, maybe. Maybe that's when like it can really like be close to happening.
I feel like yeah, you be like laughing, it's hard to have more muscle control. So then it's just like
I think
that's why after you give birth, you're like your muscles are stretched. So like when you sneeze or if you laugh really hard, a lot of women pee.
The pelvic floor.
Yes, the pelvic floor.
Oh God, that term, the pelvic floor.
They could have
everything goes to the floor.
They could have named it something different.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever repeated my pants. From
laughing.
From laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely peed my pants a little from like not being able to hold it any longer.
But also don't guys like pee so much just when you're drunk?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Once you pee once, then you've like.
It's called breaking the seal.
Yeah. No, I know that.
I think girls have that too, actually.
No, but like.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like when men are really drunk, it's more normal just to like accidentally like wet yourself, right?
You're saying like if you're blackout and you like wake up
when you black out, yeah, because like,
but that doesn't happen with girls.
No, yeah, we're
like,
not
like, really. Overall, that does not. I don't. It may be occasionally, but overall, I've never met a friend who's like, oh shit, I was so drunk, I pissed myself.
Yeah.
Do you think the warm water trick is real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I.
You
do.
Said that like you.
Wait.
No, that's never happened to me. But
like, if you don't remember like being younger at sleepovers and everybody's like, put their hand in a cup of warm water, they'll pee their pants.
Oh, no. I never
really?
That.
That was
no.
such a thing.
I believe in it. Also,
I believe it. As if it's a religion. I believe in it.
I'm a believer. I thought that breaking the seal for the longest time was once you pee, because this is going to sound so dumb. After you pee, like, let's say you're going out, you're pre-gaming, and then you pee, you won't be able to get as drunk anymore because you've peed out, like,
like, sorry, I laughed.
I thought that was what it is, but it's,
I could
more
see
so,
you peeing a lot, sobering you up quicker.
That's what I thought it was. Yes, yeah. Thank you. That's what I thought it was. But it's, once you pee, you can't stop mm-hmm. peeing. And why is that?
I think it's more mental, right? I don't know.
I think the thing is, when we all drink, like if we're out at a bar, we're drinking, we are drinking the whole time. Think about how much you're drinking, like when you're at a bar.
Yeah, that's, you know, true.
So you're just drinking, and after 3-4 beers, then you're just going to start peeing everything you've been drinking. You're going to continue to drink. So you're just peeing the whole time.
So it does, well, break the seal only apply if you're like drinking a lot?
Well, maybe I don't know if it's science backed, but you might start drinking and then you're waiting until that first one. And then it's just like, yeah.
Also maybe with alcohol, like your liver's like, oh, get rid of this.
Maybe it runs through
like
quicker.
Maybe it's something. I don't know. I can see that being part of it.
But also just imagine we all went to the bar and we were all, the whole room was just drinking waters. We would need to piss after our third drink. Like, oh, it would just become like a, mm-hmm. yeah. All right, we're all like just needing to piss.
That's what I'm saying though. I'm like, is breaking the seal only with alcohol? Or like, let's say I'm just drinking water throughout the whole day.
Well,
like,
yeah, no, you're peeing a lot. Yeah. But like literally before bed, I chugged a whole water bottle right before bed and I had to get up.
At like 3 a.m.
15 minutes later.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys. Do you guys get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
No.
I fight it, but yeah.
So weird. Like my brother, 3 times a night.
Oh my wow. God.
I'm that's like, insane.
I usually do like once.
I'll go before I go to bed and yeah. then as soon as I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like
most of the time
but
for me too.
I'm wait. Chronically, like I will always forget to drink water. So by the end of the day, I'm always drinking more water. So I think it's my fault.
Wait, like, none of you guys are sleeping throughout the whole night and waking up like in the morning and then going to pee?
That's what I do most of the time. I don't.
No, I'll wake up because I'm like, oh, I have to pee. Like
maybe like once in a blue moon, I'll get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Okay,
mine
okay.
will be like once a month and then I'll fight it because I'm like, no, hold it.
Usually I wear my bed and then just wake up.
Diaper. You diaper.
Usually I just it. Tie my bed sheets up.
Oh, and you wake up, you're like, oh, it's so warm in here. I don't want to get out of bed.
Honestly, wearing a diaper sounds kind of nice.
Well, you'll probably need to wear it when you're old.
I should, yeah.
Because you pee a lot, remember?
Something
like, I think you're prone to like having to wear a diaper.
I love how we had the thought to do making this full circle for Halloween. We're like, we could be Rugrats. And we're like, oh, I guess we would just be
I'm guessing that wasn't the surprise.
Yeah, we're doing the other one.
I thought we were doing Rugrats. No, okay. Because you sent me the Rugrats TikTok. I was like, that's what we're doing.
I thought that'd be funny for the other one. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, oh, that's actually funny.
That was really easy too. When you sent that, I was like, oh, that's it? Just a shirt and diaper?
Speaking of the bathroom though, now talking about it, I need to go.
Go ahead. I just want to, so for the past 2 weeks, I've been like, me and Danielle have been like working on the house and we don't want to leave our house at all. We just want to stay there every single day because we're working on like, it took us all day to build like 2 benches. Mm-hmm. And in your head, you're like, we're going to finish the house in one day. Mm-hmm. But it took all fucking day to build 2 benches. And you're like, oh, well, there goes my day. Then the next day starts, you're like, what else are we going to like work on right now that's going to be so minuscule mm-hmm. to what's important that's going to take all fucking day?
We definitely would win the competition.
Yeah.
But I just want to stay home this weekend and continue working on the house because I really want to finish it. We were supposed to finish it before Heath got back, but it didn't get finished.
It's okay. Like and it's overwhelming sometimes.
It's very overwhelming, especially since
and
we're
things
moving
take longer than you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because we're moving from like a our last place was really big. We had a shit everywhere to a small house. Having to pick and choose what we're keeping and what like belongs in the guest house and what's it's just like. Oh.
You really should use the organizer Remy introduced me to.
Oh, she's coming for a consultation.
She's so amazing.
Good. She helps really so good.
But we're waiting to clean the house, make sure everything's built. And also I want to make sure all the furniture's in that, because like, I bought a dresser coming in. I want to make, because it's really hard for anybody to put shit away when there's no furniture.
Her boyfriend who does the business with her, like is a handyman. So he'll build and do like all this, stuff too.
Oh, we don't need to like really, we don't need help building anything.
It took us
more
2 days
like,
to build a bench.
We just need a woman's touch in the kitchen. We just like don't know where shit. She's not a woman. She's good at like decorating, like what to put on a shelf and all that. But like we don't know what we should have in the kitchen because the kitchen is so small compared to what we have. So having to pick and choose what we can
are you talking about? Yeah, like utensils. Or are you talking about like?
It's more bowls? Like right now we have everything in the kitchen, but it feels so unorganized. We just like don't know what
or like where
what's
to put
missing.
Stuff?
Yeah, like we don't know what's missing. We don't know where shit should go. Like right now we have pans all in one area, but I know there's a way to do it. We just can't figure it out. It's just the kitchen we need the most help with, honestly.
Honestly, what you should start doing too is just cook and then
your body kind of figure out, reaching for stuff.
Where the silver would be, where you think naturally the utensils would be, or the like the cooking utensils and things.
Yeah, we don't cook. I don't got time for that.
I don't
clean, but let me tell you how about this.
But yeah, like, and then with your baking stuff is going to be near your oven.
Mm-hmm.
Your pans are
oven what do you, right bake, by he, the oven.
Baking stuff is in the guest house because we can't fit anything.
Don't worry, baby. Put it all back there. I'll use it.
Isn't it great? Your kitchen, the kitchen in your house, you have triple the amount of space that we do in our main kitchen.
For cabinetry wise? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what you mean.
It's crazy. We should have just made the guest house kitchen the main kitchen.
No. You should have made the guest house your bedroom.
Oh, are you staying in the guest house?
Honestly. Yeah.
Oh my god, how luck.
We gave him the whole house.
Wow.
He deserves it.
Wait.
You know, he's a father.
I know. Wait, I didn't even think about where you're gonna go in the new house. How exciting. Yeah.
He has a whole
pool.
And he's separate. He like, you know, if he doesn't want to be bothered, he just stays.
That's
in
actually
his house.
Really nice for you.
No, but I just stay in the living room. We eat snacks all night.
We're bad.
Santa be like, every time you come over, you make me eat bad.
He does.
No, because like,
he'll look at me with his fat face. He'll be like, you
with his fat eyes.
Fat fucking face. He'd be like, ooh, I want a shake. And then I'm like, oh, okay, get me one too.
Okay, fine. No, I'll go to bed.
With people, you know.
It is.
It's funny to eat bad. Yeah, you're right.
I woke up the next morning and I walked in. He's like, I had 2 whole pints of ice cream. I was like.
But it was the protein.
Don't blame it.
Okay. No, it was
don't
protein
blame
pint.
It on me.
Yeah.
It's good.
Remember when the host talked about celebrating half birthdays with special cakes? It's a reminder that small treats can make a big difference. Mito Pure Gummies from Timeline are a new way to treat yourself and support your body from the inside out. These gummies are powered by Mito Pure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A, and are clinically proven to increase muscle strength by up to 12% after 16 weeks. They deliver 6 times more urolithin A than a glass of pomegranate juice, and 2 gummies equal 500 milligrams. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and clean label certified. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try Mito Pure Gummies. Timeline offers 20% off just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
I had protein. At least I had, Heath, I had 60 grams of protein. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And like 900 calories.
Yeah, but when you like put the math together, like, you know, muscle math, it's like not bad. It's not terrible.
Muscle math.
Yeah, yeah.
900 calories for 60 grams. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. Have you tried the Ninja Creamy? Have we discussed this?
Yes, I tried making it. It didn't taste right. Okay. I just don't think I know how to, I don't think I did something right.
Okay. We'll prep some here and then make it for like another day.
And I hope all the
pieces tonight. We could low key make some
and
tonight.
I hope all the pieces made it to the new house, because you know how that those Ninja machines comes with 18,000 fucking parts. I just hope they all made it to the new house.
Oh, you know what he has in his kitchen that's really cool, and I always have seen him on TikTok, but like I want one. You just, nobody ever has them. The little thing you put your cup upside down, like at a restaurant.
You do?
No. Remy, it's at first when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is annoying. Why would they put this in here?
It looks gimmicky, but it's great.
It's like you work at a bar.
I'm literally getting one because I was like, yes, I hate washing dishes, but if we could make it more fun, and that is the prime example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like where you put it upside down and then it perfectly washes it, and then you're not getting more soap in it, and then you're not like, is it still soapy? And then you're wasting so much water.
Specifically, what I love, like the only time I use that is because my protein shakes every day. Sometimes, like especially right after a workout, I have to come film. I drink it really quick and I put it in the sink. It's and crusty. I know it takes another 10 seconds to just turn on the water, do this, but there's something so fun about flipping it over.
I mean,
and then putting
it
down in the sink,
it.
And you know it's like good, you know, enough what? To clean later.
What
so
I started doing because of that, like how baristas have that, is I'll take the nozzle of my water and then put it like underneath.
No, you're not.
I'm dead ass. I literally do that because in my head, I'm like, if I do it the other way, I don't know when the soap's out. So then I started doing it that way, so it like cleans.
I get the thought process.
It's the Bellagio in there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then I had a water leak. I'm just kidding.
You're doing it upstairs in the bath.
But what I was trying to say is that I just want to stay home and work on the house this weekend, but I got a wedding to go to.
Ooh.
Another one.
You're going to a lot of weddings.
And obviously you're the party at every wedding, so you have to perform. Mm-hmm.
I'm not drinking.
He says Sober it King. Every wedding.
Sober King.
No, I didn't drink at JC and Keen's.
JC and Keen's. You always say that.
JC and Chelsea's.
I just realized that.
I didn't drink at JC and Chelsea's.
Whose wedding are you going to?
Jack and Bella's.
Oh,
Jack is
oh
my trainer,
God, yes.
And Bella is used to work as Ela.
Well, we talked about her. She was our second.
Yes,
guest.
She was. Yes, she was our second. Yes. I interviewed her.
Yes, yes.
Live on the scene.
We were all here. We watched
live on the
it.
Scene. Yeah,
we
yeah, yeah.
We watched it. How exciting!
But yeah, they're getting married. I forget where. Really nice place. And I'm going there and coming back same night. I want to sleep in my own bed.
That's something nice. I used to never care about. I was like sleeping in my own bed, but. When you're like, okay, if I don't drink, I can drive late and then just.
That's what I'm doing. I'm using an excuse like, oh, I'm not allowed to drink because I have to go home.
Mm. He makes it his whole personality. Sorry, I'm the DD.
No, oh, sorry. This is water.
No, this is water. Don't worry.
You guys, like people watch. I mean, I get comments all the time. You guys think that like I drink all the time. I drink like once every 6 weeks now. I like just do not really drink anymore.
I didn't say anything.
I was talking to the people watching.
Oh, people.
You're coming at us right now.
I don't know if the shoe fits, Remy.
No, I believe
I just
you.
Hate, I like. The hangover is just, because I love having a drink. I love like, you know, letting loose. The hangover is just, it's gotten so bad. And it's funny because my mom loves drinking too. And when she drinks now, her hangovers are for 4 days, 5 days.
Oh,
it gets worse the older you get. And I'm like, oh, it's just, if it's not going to get any better, what's the point? It just sucks.
But also like you can have like a drink at dinner. It doesn't need to be like a.
But to me, it's not even worth it. I'd rather have a Diet Coke. Like, I'd much rather have a Diet Coke than a glass of wine. It's like, why poison my body?
Because you know what? It is a temple.
Because it is a temple.
I only put the best
in my body. But I'd rather have a Diet Coke than like a cigarette or something for fun, you know?
Right.
My body is a temple.
Oh, man. I feel like I got
to go to another wedding, too.
You do?
So that's why I can't make it to Jack and Bella's, because... Austin in Florida, he's getting married.
Yes, you're officiating.
And I'm the officiant.
That's right.
For
can't
it.
Miss that.
Imagine. My first one I've ever done.
Wait, that's crazy.
I'm so nervous.
Oh,
you're going to bawl your fucking eyes out.
I told him, I was like, dude, I dead ass don't think I'll be able to get through it. Just a heads up. Like, I will be a wreck.
Aww.
So he's like, no, I know.
You should ask them, because I just saw an influencer post this, that they were like, oh, I'm so glad I asked to hold the mic for our vows. So the officiant walked off. So they were in the background of all the photos and videos.
Mm-hmm.
So you should ask if they want you in it or to hand off a mic and then walk to the side.
No, Heath, you have to be crying your eyes out right behind them at the kiss. So it's them kissing. You're just
you're like.
Also, the biggest thing, remember after they, I forget, I think it's when you ask them, like, do you take each other's hands? You book it the fuck out
so they can do the
kiss. So that they can kiss and you're not in the background. That's the one thing I like.
You don't want to be one of the bridesmaids have to pull.
Mm. Yes.
I've seen videos. It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Or the hook.
We're really not helping him. We're like, and don't do this. And don't make sure you do
no,
this.
I think that's like the main one. Just
that's
like get out of the way.
That's the only thing I feel like, yes.
What's making me feel better though, and because like I had a call with both of them the other day, like to go through everything, and they were like 5 minutes max.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was like, really? They were like, yeah.
Let's party.
As quick as possible, let's get the party going.
It's because they know you'll cry. They're like, we've got to tell him 5 minutes.
That's why they're giving you. They're like, he's going to fuck it up if it's anything longer.
So that's not much. You don't have to like practice much. It's
you
like
know
really
what
good.
I feel, think you should do too. Oh, I'm sorry. I just keep interrupting.
No, you're good. Go.
Sorry.
I wasn't saying anything.
Checking yourself. No.
I'm good. No, go ahead.
No, trust me. Go.
Okay. I think what you
see,
need to
do. See, the thing is.
You bitch.
Mariah,
if you guys, if anybody watching has a problem with us interrupting each other, find another show. Find another show. We are four people. It's fucking hard. Have to interrupt people. It literally comes with four people. It is hard.
This sign screams, we will interrupt each other.
Exactly. It's fine. Yeah. Remy, feel free to interrupt me. Anytime you'd like.
Thank
I will
you.
Never be offended.
I appreciate that.
Actually, do it as much as you can.
I think what you need to do when you're reading from your book, disassociate. Just mm-hmm. It's just words on a paper.
Yeah,
you're just reading. You know how like sometimes with reading comprehension, like when you're reading out loud, you're not actually absorbing anything you're saying.
You're just saying the words.
I think that's what you need to focus on. Yes.
Also imagine everyone's like, he's gonna stop, and then you don't, and then that makes you like, whoa, why am I not crying? You know what I mean? Like, so like, just expect like nothing.
And honestly, pretend that you don't even know the couple, like to help you not get too emotional?
Yeah, this
picture
is a
them
job.
In their underwear.
Just this yeah. is a not even that. Just like picture, like imagine you're doing this for a random fucking people, and you're like, "Fuck, I have to." It's like jury duty. It's like I have to. Do
it's
it
work. Quick. Clock yeah. in.
No, you yeah. are. You
clock
are working.
In. Yes. Yes.
So that's what the Hulu thing. I literally told myself. I kept telling myself, like, this is just what a shitty opportunity. I'm just gonna get this over with, just to like make myself believe. It was a big deal for me, but like to make myself believe.
Not that,
trust like, me, I peaked.
Just like you know, I did pee. I was like, guys, thank you so much for this opportunity.
I also will be at a wedding the same
are
weekend.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, and Alicia, no, but Alicia's going to be wedding dress shopping.
Oh, I was
so
like,
love is in the air. Love yes, in the air. Yes, I'll yes, be.
Whose wedding are you going to?
One of my high school friends. And she's
oh, you had those?
In Maui.
Yeah, you still have friends?
Yeah, I still have friends. That means I'm a good person.
Damn, that's great. Like, I'm only friends with like two people.
You have one high school friend. He's sitting right
the
here.
The gang's all here.
I'm really excited though. I haven't seen a lot of my high school friends since, or a lot of them that are going since high school graduation.
Oh,
I
mean, wow.
They're friendly people that I'm friends with, but we were never like super, super close, but we're friends.
Oh my gosh, so you're going to be like super famous at this wedding.
Oh my God.
Oh hi. Shit. Damn, that must be
I'm good. Really excited though. It's going to be so beautiful.
She gets the mic and starts singing. She wanted to do something special
do
for you guys.
I do
guys, just letting you know, I do have a cookbook out right now and I'm giving the first copy to the bride and groom.
My wedding gift to you is... A pre-order.
The hardcover. The hardcover
she's,
version.
She's signing
yes, I'll yeah. sign it. I'll sign it.
I'll sign it.
Does anyone have a pen?
Oh, man.
I'll be doing pictures in the corner afterwards.
Oh,
feel free to come over and say hi.
Funny. Oh, my God. I loved this episode. This was funny.
This was crazy.
Amazing.
You guys stay tuned for our episode next week. I did just say something that might clue you into what I'm wearing. But no one was listening, so that's why I'm saying that.
Right now I am.
It's gonna be great.
She's
come
in her wedding dress.
Yeah, she's yeah, like a side character. She comes bridesmaids.
I can't wait to know who you're coming as.
Well, it's not a side character.
I cannot
so.
Wait.
Oh boy, okay.
I cannot wait.
He has time. He has time.
Yes.
I do have
time. And check out our Patreon, guys, to watch our fall
yes.
video. It is great. We have some good fall content coming out. Stay tuned to see if Sabrina Carpenter makes a cameo.
And you are going to fall in love with the subscription when you're subscribed.
Okay. All right, guys. Love you so much. See you next week. Bye.
Peace. Peace and blessings. Mwah.